Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Mathematics Simplified, a book by William Hill from 1921 with a note from 1930, so it had about a decade of use or more before it sort of came to a blissful end. And so he had a series of teaching blocks, a methodology which was sort of adopted widely by Australian schools. So much so in small country schools and places like that. And you've got to remember that these schools, this is an age before modern telecommunications. You might hear something from the wireless. And back then you had travelling salesmen plying the land with vacuum cleaners, biscuits, and most people had milk delivered. And when I first came up here to the mountains, this is in the 90s, there were still fruit and veggie trucks and fish trucks plying their trade. So it took a long while to go. So you've got to actually really imagine this different world. And this series of blocks were little unit blocks, and 10 and 100 boards, which you put together. It's a nice set, sort of naturally in its storing and play. Gave a lead on to mathematics and units in a sort of very clean way. And there was a teacher's demonstration set. And just to fold into it, I just, in the last episode, which is episode 7, had to break. And I went to my kids' classroom. Played a few maths games, saw how maths was differently treated here. And so we have this overall question is that I think as we've leaked the way of increasing the maths experience, it's being more edible but less held. So what you can say is that for some reason we've got better quality food and drugs, but the kids are a little bit more obese at the moment, or they're less risk averse, or they see risk in a different format. The psychology has changed and the world has changed. And I had a quick look at the box that the games was in, a box of cards, very interesting. And it was teacher's first choice. And I had a quick look at the website, give him a call, and it was, we don't do any manufacturing, we don't do any innovation, we just import, we just sell. And when you look at it, they're linked to the supermarket. So as you buy stuff from the supermarkets, your purchases you can direct to this company to give money to the schools. It's sort of a behind-the-scenes sort of feel-good thing that the companies have gone. And, of course, it means it's, if you've got an innovation, not interested. Really, within 30 seconds, you could tell that you'd picked up someone who's interested in the phone, and they've instantly got to clear the air so they can focus on their sort of their prey, their audience come across. And there's this sort of feeling that they are cultivating their way forward. And so in general, I think we have got sort of like an advanced, I don't know, I can imagine an advanced civilization which has got very addicted to a particular way of things. So we're addicted to, it sounds a bit ranty, but we're addicted to burning so much coal. We're addicted to eating certain amounts of food. And we do it simply because it's a habit. And I think to introduce new stuff requires a lot of thought. These people, when you speak to them, have very, very poor knowledge of mathematics. And I would hazard to say that the actual person who picked up the phone and would have a very, very poor quality understanding of mathematics, and for sort of a cynical view of people who are interested in mathematics. They're just suckers, and we'll see what we can sell to them. So there must be a way forward. Marketing, and this is you can't touch the mainstream. And unfortunately, the mainstream covers a lot of people. Okay, we're up to the, hopefully, the last version of it. And again, as I can see, the technology interacts with an intellect, interacts with a problem, produces a solution. Right, so in this case, there was a lumberyard, an education, he was able to get the lumber into the classroom to teach with it, having certain ideas and specifications with it. Now, he was able to do that, but that led to a certain thing. Now, with me, I have developed the podcasting such that it's now worthwhile to podcast an entire book to go through and not really worry about the audience listening to it. There might be two or three people listening to it all in all, but not really be that intensely interested in it. So it's leading to a behavior which is a non-standardized behavior. When you look at this book, it's a non-standard book. It's a book which is amazing for a 1921. It's just, how does this go here? This does not fit in. And that's because there's been a series of events. There's been a series of events that have taken them in a different direction. So too with this here. Okay, this is the seventh episode, Geometry. So we've done all algebra, mensuration, and stuff like that. Geometry is the concept of the relationship between dimensions and stuff like that. And relationships within shapes. Here we go. 102. The notion of the right angle can be obtained by placing four block sets out to form a square of two stick lengths. So you've got four block sets which are given to the students as a small one, and if you use a complete block set, you'll have four of those sets, you get two stick lengths. This is an interesting aspect here, I suppose, looking at the distribution of play kits. Not everyone has the same play kit. They have a small selection which goes through. The blocks fit together exactly, the lines of division marking up four right angles. The box so moved that each corner is tested in turn to found to be a right angle. This also illustrates that the square contains four right angles. The importance of the right angle in building and structure work can be emphasized in reference to stability. Sticks are used in building geometrical shapes and patterns for the purposes of definition. I don't know quite what that's supposed to be. It's rather a light idea. 103. Geometrical problems may be demonstrated as follows. A yacht sails 6 miles north, 3 miles northwest. How far does it come from the point? So there are other mathematical games which I can sort of think going forward. The blocks are set out with one edge to represent the north and south lines and meridian. This is, for me, intensely interesting because I do have a mouse vector program. From the corner of one of the blocks, starting to point to trace 6 centimeter spaces to represent miles, and 3 spaces at right angles to represent miles to the west. The intensity measures the distance in centimeters from the starting point. This arrives, gives 6 units and about 0.75 of a unit, i.e. 6.75 miles. Elevation problems. Another example of stick representing a flagpole or a mast of a ship may illustrate completely the meaning of angle of depression and angle of evolution at elevation. Okay, and it's interesting that this class is going to wind up in the Kokoda track fighting. 1930, 10 years. They're the Australian soldiers in the desert. At 105, right-angled triangle with 100 blocks, 100 cubes concretely illustrate the theorem of Pythagoras. Set out 8 cubes in a straight line, and at right angles at the end, place 6 cubes in a right straight line. Now place the hundreds blocks so the edge completes the right-angled triangle. We found this gives a right-angled triangle of 6 8 and 10 centimeter sides, complete squares of each side, i.e. 100 blocks of hypotenuse 600, and so this happens to be one of those perfect Pythagorean progressions. I think, what is it, is 5, 3, anything with the 3-2-5 ratio is one of them. And this other one's a 13 and, was it 12? 12 and 5, is it? 25 and 144, 169, yeah. 12, 13 and 5 is one of them. So they have to be, prime. They're just the triads, they're called. Hence, the square of hypotenuse of a right angle triangle equals the sum of the squares on the other two sides. The pupil is told that because of this geometrical proof, it's possible to measure and calculate angles more accurately than a protractor. This is only done measuring the sides and calculating angles. Okay, trigonometry. And the method of measuring sides and angles, the ratio of sides. And he gives sine, cosine, tangent. And the opposite, cosecant, secant, and cotangent. Again, you really wouldn't want to understand that very much. This page, a whole page, I'm thinking. It's rather. And you're using trig tables, so you have your log tables and your trig tables. Again, that's no longer used. A table of natural tangents is shown that it is about 36 degrees and 52 minutes. It's interesting how they've got the degrees and minutes of the Babylonian area. So that's trigonometry. That's just a salute to trig. And so it's the idea that sort of you get a feeling that this person is not got the marketing thing of get the product from China into the classroom and shut the door on anyone else who wants to say, can you do anything else? No, we can't. We don't manufacture. We only source suppliers. So this is the teacher's first choice. It turns out to be the teacher's only choice. Okay, we're coming closely to the end of this book, I hope, but it keeps on going. Calculus, increment of area, demonstrated by reference to the strip of blocks. You've got a length, and an increment of one length. The side of a block, x length, and the edge of a cube, dx units of length. Then the surface at the top of the block will be x squared units of the area at the top of the block, and a stick x dx units of area, and the top of the cube dx squared units of the area. So anyone studying calculus would know about this idea. It's an idea, beautiful idea, not directly explained by Newton, but explained by Leibniz. And the story is, Leibniz is this German philosopher who is wildly involved with God and atomism and these complex views that came out with a wacky theology that we are living in the best possible world because God wouldn't have it any other way. It's sort of a completely mad idea. And he's come up with dx, which is sort of grappling with the infinitesimal and really the way that we can stop counting and get down into calculus and differential equations. Here it's done with the blocks, and it says, let the top surface of the block represent the original square, y equals x squared. The new square is one of x plus dx, its units length of construction. The top surface of the block, two sticks, one cube, and therefore the new surface of the block is x squared plus 2dx plus x squared units area. And they're going to say that the dx squared is so small we can forget it, and then we'll be left with 2x Here we go. The original square was x squared units. So the increment of dx is the increase in the area representing the top surfaces of two squares in a cube. But the illustration of increment is magnified in order to clearly grasp the principle involved. He now imagines that the breadth of the stick becomes infinitely small. In this case, dx squared becomes so thin and short that the area of the rectangle at the top of the stick and the cube combined is ultimately equal to the area of the rectangular top of the stick alone. And hence, 2dx dx plus dx squared is actually, you can throw away the dx squared. So, if you have x squared, the increase dy, increase it by dy, it's 2x. So, the differential of x squared is 2x. Increment of volume. The demonstration is shown for the increment of volume. And so they'll have it 3x squared, x cubed, 3x squared. And it keeps on going. Again, from its illustration, the abstract work will proceed directly from the concrete. The imaginary thus obtained, assisting in obtaining clear ideas of the first principle of calculus. Now, he's going to apply this to expansion of metals. 110. So, this is differential calculus. So, x squared, the differential of x squared is 2x, and the differential of x cubed is 3x squared. So, you multiply, I remember it's multiply, decrement, and increment and divide, MDID, and that's just from programming the old TRS, the Texas Instrument, the 1978 calculator. What a fantastic calculator that was. TRS-78, beautiful printer. That's such a fun one. It had a little key in it. So you'd unplug the back of the calculator, put it into this printer, and then you can program it through its little keyboards. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Store it in memory, and it would print out, have a paper tape print out of a beautiful old calculator. And so it had increment, and it was basically machine language programmable. It was such a fantastic calculator. I loved it. Okay. This I programmed it when I was 11 or something like that in France. Was it in France? 1980. Was it 1980? I really can't remember. The expansion of metals is calculated on the same principle as the increment of volume described above. The original cube, x cubed, represents the block of metal expands uniformly in breadth and height until it becomes the size of x plus dx cubed. The expanded volume is obtained by taking the sides and tops of the adjacent sides, leaving the original x cubed. The part sliced off of three blocks is 3x squared plus 3x dx squared plus a dx or cube. The expansion would not be so great as represented in the illustration, hence the small cube becomes negligible. Interesting, calculations may be following data. True brass, quarter of an inch every molten metal being cooled contracts as following. So brass, quarter inch every 2 feet. Fine clay contracts fine clay contracts an enormous amount. A pattern rule containing four measures or scales is often used for measuring the size of molds. These measures are placed on four edges of the rule. Standard measure for ordinary use, measure for contraction of brass, measure for cast iron, measure for steel. Well, this is something which has gone. Oh, yeah. Back in the day, if you wanted to make a mold of something, you get your crappy there's foundry sand. Well, it's totally lost. And here we're coming towards the end. And here's other subjects that you can use your blocks for. Besides the above illustration, the teacher will find many other mathematical processes that can be concretely illustrated with constructive counters. 111, 111 Geography. The construction games in lower classes, the child learns to make plans of the classroom grounds locality. This paves the way to clear understanding of map reading in higher classes. Geometrical representations of a comparable size of countries, population, etc. can be shown. The size of Australia may be represented with the surface of 100 blocks, Tasmania with 1 unit square, Victoria 3, New South Wales 10, South Australia 13 units, Northern Territory 18 units, Queensland 22 units, and Western Australia 33 units. Exports and imports come of each state. The introduction and the use of squared paper and blocks illustrating 10 division spaces may be set up completely on a flat surface on a piece of black cotton, can be used as a variable line across the blocks. If necessary, pins can be used. Four points plotting the temperature every half hour during the day serves as a good introduction to use of squared paper. History. One cube edge may be made to represent a decade. When 10 sticks will represent a century, 20 sticks represent 20 centuries AD, the 20th of which has already commenced. Hooray! The present year, 1930, is represented by 19 sticks and 3 cube pieces. This representation will every change the sense of proportion with regard to history, economics. Well, you know, I do economics. A foreign coinage based on decimal system is easily understood when demonstrated with counters. Definition. Many faulty definitions in mathematics may be rectified by observation of certain arrangement of counters. Thus, definitions may be verified and any possible error removed. Correct definition, giving a precision of thought, is considered to be the acme of mathematics training. Okay, and that so ends the book. I'm 21 minutes in, behold, there is some sort of deep paper in it with just a reference, I think, for future generations to find this particular one. It's got still beautiful mathematics simplified by W.R. Hill. What a beautiful little book. And unfortunately, when I do get my scanner, I'll put it up on the blog, but I still don't have the podcast for it. So thanks a lot for listening. There are sort of some, meta thoughts, in order to actually slip past, the guards on the gate of these establishments really reminds me of the guards they have in the 1930s movies, or those old movies, the guards guarding the castle. They stand there and they block your way. You have to get past them. So I've got to think of a way to get past it, having read this. So I'm actually really pleased that I read this book. Thanks for joining me and thanks for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. How you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.